mind of people for spiritual counsel. If you've been together all these years and love had to be there, somebody needs to sit down and hear God's instructions. And it's too much man's instructions in these marriages that are causing people to be able to do whatever they want to do. But in God, you're bound to do what's right. And I pray, God, right now that my sister marriage would be strengthened. She loved, Lord, her spouse, God. And God, I'm praying right now that you would touch her mind, his mind. And I pray that, God, you would reveal to him, oh, glory to God, that in your eyes, it is not right, Lord, to do anything else. Amen, God, but to love this woman. Oh, glory to God. Lord, I just praise you right now that we will be able to see, Lord, a testimony that you bless my sister marriage and that you healed her, that you're giving her a breakthrough. And I pray, God, that any pride be there, that it will be broken. And I pray unity in their life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. God bless you. May the Lord keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. All right. Praise God. I'm praying. And I'm telling you, my friend, I got 2 minutes left on this air. But if you decide and you're going to call, you need to call now. And I want to say something because the young lady that just got off the air put something in my spirit. And I tell the church where I pastor at that you need spiritual counsel. Now, I know a lot of people, amen, praise the Lord, go to these different clinics and stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. God's word has predominance. It is preeminent. It has, amen, the authority. Amen, praise the Lord. The final authority over every situation in your life. You are a creature. And your spirit needs to hear what God's words say above all the other rhetoric. Amen, praise the Lord, heretic, whatever you want to call it, that man might say, God hold you responsible for your marriage. God hold you responsible, men, for your family, to provide for them. God hold you responsible to love that woman. Oh, my God. God hold both of you responsible to have knowledge and to know how to dwell with one another. Yeah, you're going to have problems. Yeah, you're going to have ups and downs. But love covers a multitude of faults. And if you love somebody, you're willing to work it out. Oh, my God, I thank you today. But let's get back. It's the gospel. If you desire change in your life, instructions of the gospel will bring you to that change. Amen, praise the Lord. As it is taught according to God's word. And I want to say this thing, I'm getting ready to close. The Bible says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah say, Lord, who have believed our report? And here's the key. Faith come by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. May God bless you. Until next Wednesday, I'm Bishop David Veal Sr. Be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. In Jesus' name, God bless. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341. Colfax, Louisiana, 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg. Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
But you know, Paul said, we glory in tribulation. He get happy with it. I say, now either Paul done lost his mind, or this man got a revelation. I believe he got a revelation. We glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience. Experience, hope. Hope making not ashamed. Because the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given to us. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 12 and 13 says this, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. Now, most of us disobey that scripture right there off the bat. Because what's the first instruction? Think it not strange. What happened when trouble come? We think it's strange. I'm doing all I know how. I'm tired. I'm going to church. I'm loving my enemies. Lord, why is this happening to me? First thing we do is think it's strange. I did just what God told me. Now, if you're in that place where you're doing just what God told you to do, and you still have tribulation, you know that Jesus done approved it. He done approved that tribulation, and that tribulation going to work for you a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Amen. It's going to do something for you. Right. It's going to put you over. It's going to take you to another level. Yes. It's going to raise you up. Yes. It's going to put something in you that's going to make you stronger. Yes. Amen. You're going to come out of that with pure joy. Yes. You'll come out of that speaking about, man, let me tell you what God did. You'll have testimony. Yes. You know what? There are no great testimonies without great trials. Yes. If you got a powerful testimony, that's because you went through some powerful tribulation. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. You know the fiery trial? Trouble, calamity, trials. Trials that test your character as though some strange thing happened to you. But then he says this, but rejoice. Don't that sound like Jesus? Yeah. Count it all joy when you're surrounded by different kinds of tribulation and tests and trials, temptation. The message is consistent, that when you're going through a hard place, you need to put your praise on. Hallelujah. You need to rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Now, you see, when you are suffering a hard place, going through a struggle, but you're doing everything God told you to do, then you're actually suffering with him. That suffering that's been approved by him. So he tell you to rejoice in it because I've already got built-in victory plan. You keep trusting God, keep your eyes on Jesus, and you'll walk right through that trial right on into victory. I mean, you can see it all through the Bible. I mean, what about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Didn't they have a trial? Yeah, didn't they have a great ordeal in front of them? Wasn't their faith tested? But they went through the trial. They went into that fiery furnace and came out without the smell of smoke on them. Boy, I'll tell you what, I bet they's happy when they come out of that. I bet you couldn't contain their joy. You talk about a sign and a wonder. You talk about amazing miracle. Yes. Hallelujah. And great joy right in the midst of it. 1 Peter 3. Verse number 8. Listen at this right here. I'm going to read this out of New Living Translation. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation. And we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. That means rejoice.
Yes, sir.
So be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead. Even though you have to endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold, so when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. This life does not come without some bumps and bruises along the way. This life is not one of the absence of adversity. But in the midst of the adversity, God gives us the grace and manifests his goodness that allows us to keep on moving and to keep on trusting him. How many of y'all been through some stuff? Why are you still here? Because God been good to you. Because God been good to you. Because he has supplied to you what you needed when you needed it. Amen? Praise God. Now turn to Jeremiah chapter 18. This is really what I want to talk to you about just for a few moments. You got to stay on the potter's wheel. To stay in God's plan, you have to constantly make sure that you're allowing God to do in you what he wants to do. Listen at this right here. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Now, preached a message a couple Sundays ago about a place called there. Yeah. Now, you made a statement that God always talked to you when you get here. There's certain places that God ordained for you to hear from him.
Yeah.
My God.
Yes,
amen.
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 It's just like, you know, being in ministry. There's certain conferences that you make a point to go to because God speaks to you at those places, and he leads you to go. I remember way back in the late 90s, I never had any desire to go to camp meeting or the Winter Bible Seminar, Brother Hagin. You know, that was all good. Nothing wrong with that. I never had no desire to go. So one day at Saturday evening prayer, I was on my knees, and I was praying in the Spirit, and I heard the Lord speak to me because he speaks to you in the place of prayer. God speaks to you in his house, in the church building, in the assembly, because you know church is us. But in the place where we gather, he speaks there. There are certain places that he speaks. There are certain places God will do certain things in your life. Like he told Elijah, he says, I want you to go to the brook Cherith because I've commanded. He said, I commanded some ravens to feed you there. That, look, that provision was going to be at the brook. It wasn't going to be at no other brook. So there's certain places God wants you to be to hear from him. Okay? So I'm sitting there. I'm praying. I ain't thinking about winning a Bible seminar or anything. Then all of a sudden I heard the Lord say, I want you to go to winning a Bible seminar this year. And I said, oh, okay. Wow. I said, I ain't never had no desire to go, but God want me to go, so I'm going this year. So I made plans to go. And I got some of the greatest blessings.
Amen.
In those 3 or 4 days that I was up there. Oh, I'm going to tell you, it changed my life. It changed some of my thinking.
Yeah.
Put me on the right track.
Yes.
Amen? So God many times would tell you, I want you, like he told Jeremiah here, he said, now I want you to go down to the potter's house. He said, because I'm going to speak to you there. Now, naturally, God can speak to you anywhere you are. But when you're listening to him, he might tell you where to go to hear a word from him. All right, then let's keep reading here. He says, arise, go down to the potter's house. And there I would cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. and the vessel that he made of clay.